It's that time again, time for another edition of the Basics in Economic Development, episode number 14. Here's Mark Wickersham. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Monty. Good morning to your audience.
All right. Good to be back. Great to have you.
You know, from time to time, we like to invite local employers to join us on the show and talk about their business opportunities and so forth. And today it's my pleasure to welcome a third generation now Huntington County business owner, Chuck Allmeyer. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for all you're doing in the community with your charitable work, with Rotary, with the ballpark, with helping out with the Heritage Days Parade, the exhibit. It was a lot of fun to watch and see. We just appreciate the fact that you took time for us today and are looking forward to hearing a little bit more about your business and why would somebody want to buy stuff from you and why would somebody want to work with you?
Well, first, and I'll do that certainly, Mark, but the first thing I need to talk about is Mark Wickersham. I've been around Huntington County all my life, grew up in Andrews, moved to the big city of Huntington because I didn't have enough money to move any further. But I've seen a lot of economic development directors in Huntington, and I can say with absolute certainty, Mark Wickersham is the absolute best we've ever had. He's gotten more done. He took a community that was not thriving with business, and now we're thriving. And so I pity the day when Mark retires, because although I can't predict the future, I'm sure grateful for everything that Mark's done for our community. He's done phenomenal things. Just, I mean, most of the listeners won't know what he's done, and I can stand here for a half hour or an hour and still not list them all, but Mark Wickersham is absolutely my hero in Huntington County.
Well, I'm glad this is radio, because I'm blushing right now pretty big time. Chuck, thank you for your kind words. Appreciate it.
A little bit about our history. My parents started in Andrews, Indiana with an auction and furniture store, and we did that, and then we moved to the big city, and we had our auction and furniture store up here, and so then we started doing truckload sales. I started that in about 79 or 80, a few years after I got out of college, as kind of a lark, and it worked out real well, and we expanded that to the whole United States, and
that's because Monty was your broadcast.
Monty was our broadcast for many of our commercials, and we got that business up to about $200 million, and I decided I was going to retire, and so then my daughter comes back from IU Kelly School of Business and says, well, now what are we going to do? And I said, well, I'm going to retire, and she said, I don't think so. So now we're in the clothing business. We're like a TJ Maxx, except it's all sold online. It's under the name Bobby and Bricka. Is our website, B-O-B-B-I and B-R-I-C-K-A .com, and we take fashion, we buy it from all over the country, from major brands, all the top brands, and then we list it on our website and other marketplaces and sell it for phenomenally low prices, like, you know, 70, 80, 90% off, as low as 95% off, and it's a great value for the customers, because instead of going to Macy's or Von Maur or one of the big department stores, you can come see us and you can dress in the high fashion, just like anybody that would go to a Macy's or a Von Maur or any of the big department stores, or Bloomingdale's also would be another one that would have similar items. So we're excited about that business. It's growing as fast as we can get our hands on. We also own a lot of real estate up north. If you're standing out in front of Applebee's and you look across the street, you'll see part of our campus. We've got about 350 or 60,000 square feet under roof on one building, another 12,000 in another building with 28,000 or so. And thanks to Mark, we're all fully leased in all those buildings, and we've got ongoing conversations about our retail store with several companies. So again, thanks to Mark, those are all full and prosperous, and we love that. We love that part of our business, because it means growth in Huntington, and so we're just excited about all the things that have happened in Huntington. Huntington's a great community. I've lived here all my life. Like I said, my daughter grew up here, went to Huntington North, didn't go to a private school. She went to Huntington North because we thought, you know, that's a great school, and we believe in that school, and we believe in this community. We were lucky enough to be part of the Huntington Youth Baseball League, Holmeyer Park, out south of town, and we're excited about that. Like Mark said, we just finished up 15 units of parade with the exotic cars and the Disney thing, so hopefully you all had a chance to see that, and hope to continue that as well. We're a big supporter of our community. I learned that the best thing to do is support our community from behind the scenes whenever I can. So we do a lot behind the scenes that nobody ever knows about, and we kind of like to keep it that way because you don't do those things because you're looking for accolades. You do those things because you're trying to help people in the community. So that's been kind of our mantra over the years.
Chuck, at the parade exhibit, you had some vehicles that were owned by the Unser family. Can you talk about the details of those?
Sure. We sponsored an IndyCar at Indianapolis 500 with Johnny Unser as our driver for 5 years in a row, and we kind of like to brag that in those 5 years we made the race every year, which is kind of unprecedented, especially on we didn't have the biggest budget there. We didn't have a Penske budget. And so in getting to know Johnny, Al Unser Sr. was there, and he had his motorhome, and so we would go over to his motorhome, and actually Al worked with me on part of our promotions that we used with that sponsorship. And so one day I was sitting in Al's motorhome drinking some refreshments, and Al told me he was going to start a museum up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and asked me if I'd be willing to be on the board of directors. So I was on that board of directors for about 20 years, and Al's one of my best friends in the world. Unfortunately, he passed away from a liver cancer a couple years ago, and so his wife called me up and said, "Hey, I got a couple vehicles. I got this Ford that he used to run around with. It's painted Johnny Lightning Blue, which was the color of one of his two of his four wins. And I got this Cobra that's painted Johnny Lightning Blue. What am I going to do with it?" She asked for advice, because I was always kind of like they called me the Penske. Whenever they needed advice, they would call me up and ask me what to do. And I said, "Well, I got a home for them. You can sell them to me." And so we worked out a deal, and we bought both of those because I wanted to keep the Al Unser cars kind of in the family, if you will. And so we brought them back to Huntington, and we had them in the parade yesterday. And matter of fact, Bobby Unser's wife, Bobby, has passed away a few years back as well. I was talking to her because I helped her. She had a bunch of stuff to donate and sell and stuff. And so I was also helping her, in addition to helping Susan Unser, Al's wife, move the museum to a different place because Susan was getting older and couldn't run the museum by herself. And then and Bobby's wife, she was getting older as well. So, but Bobby's wife told me, as I was conversing with her, that she thought my middle name ought to be Unser because I was probably as much, if not more, part of the Unser family as most of the Unsers were. But so we helped her and everything, and we've actually been able to move the museum and a lot of Bobby's stuff as well that was not in the museum up to Lincoln, Nebraska, to a great museum up in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's the Speed, I can't think of the name of it offhand. I knew I'd forget it. Speed, the Museum of Speed. It's the largest museum for race fans and car buffs in the whole United States. It outperforms all the other ones as far as attendance, I understand. And we're really excited about that exhibit coming live next year.
Well, that was a fun part of the Heritage States Parade this year. Thank you for making that available to the community. How many employees do you have at the company? What's it like on a typical day to work there?
Well, we have about 100 people that work there right now. It's really pretty easy work. I mean, we ship stuff, so they have to go pick stuff off a shelf, put it in a bag, and put a label on it and ship it out. It's not hard work. It's not dirty work. And then we also process the goods in. When we get them in, we have to scan them and tell a little bit about them to list them on our website or our marketplace, other marketplaces. And so most of those people just all sit down and do their job. It's like a desk job for them. And so there's no really heavy lifting or hard work. It's consistent work. We don't have a lot of layoffs. But I think there's about 100 people now. That'll fluctuate by season a little bit. Obviously, the peak seasons we have more, and the lower type seasons we have a little bit less. But I think it's a great place to work. We're pretty easy to work for. You know, we understand people have families, and we try to put their families first because actually the reason we all go to work is for our family. So if you don't get to spend time with your family and you're not taking care of your family, I've always kind of felt like, and my daughter as well, like that's not a very good employee if they're not taking care of their family.
Who do you call or how do you find a job at your company?
Well, if you look at Indeed.com, you can go on there and look our name up, Bobby and Bricker or Holmeyer, and it'll go to our section on there and apply online. And we interview almost everyone. I don't know that we do use it that we interview everyone, because obviously if some aren't going to be a good fit, we don't want to waste their time. But Indeed.com is our major manner of looking.
And are there both men's and women's products on your website?
It's mostly women, because the industry is kind of centered around women. We sell clothing, shoes, and accessories for women, and we sell clothes and shoes for men. We have a pretty light selection of men's shoes, but I would say women's is probably 80 to 90% of what we sell, just because women tend to be the buyers of most clothing.
When I'm asked about your company, I like to encourage, and I'm sure Monty's listeners will relate to, a movie called The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. That business model that she's running in that movie rhymes a lot with what you're doing, and to me it's kind of like, okay, so Barini Hohmeyer is Anne Hathaway, and that makes Chuck Robert De Niro. I don't know if we should say that in many places.
I'm not sure if I like the Robert De Niro.
The answer works better.
But I would agree with you. It's very much similar. It's actually Brini's company. She runs it lock, stock, and barrel. She's very competent, very knowledgeable. She's much smarter than I am. But I consult. She consults with me, and I help her. I was just on the phone with her today before I came in here. And you know, I give her advice on things that I've messed up over the years, and hopefully maybe it'll keep her from making those same mistakes. But as you know, in life, sometimes everybody needs to make those same mistakes once
or twice.
That's how you learn. But she's much more intelligent than I am. She's got better ideas than I am. And I'm happy with that, because that allows me to step back a little bit more.
Well, thank you very much for spending time with us today, and for all you're doing in the community and for the company. And we just really appreciate your time this morning.
Well, one more just quick comment. Is looking at expanding in Huntington, if you're already a Huntington County company, or if you're listening to this from outside by chance and you're thinking about Huntington, I can tell you it is a great place to start a business or expand your business. And I can tell you that there, just like any community in the world or the United States or anywhere, there are obstacles created by governmental bodies that sometimes get in the way. And I can share lots of frustrations over the years, but I can tell you that if you call Mark Wickersham, he's very good about getting those problems solved, because he has great relationships with all the people involved in governmental bodies, and he's very, very knowledgeable of how to get things done in Huntington County. And part of that comes from the fact that he worked in Washington, D.C. for a number of years, so he had to learn how to get around all those obstacles. So coming to Huntington and doing it, it's been a little bit of an ease.
It's been fun. It really is. So, and I don't pay Chuck for those kind words. I really don't. And so thank you very much, Chuck.
Awesome. Gentlemen, another great show, and thank you for stopping by, Chuck. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's my honor.
All righty. We're going to get back into the music right here on Z103.com.